This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Justice Department has announced it plans to review the law enforcement response to the Texas school shooting. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
The Justice Department says it will review the law enforcement response to the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that left 19 students and two teachers dead. The announcement comes amid mounting pressure and questions about the shifting and at times changing information about what happened and the police response. Officials revealed Friday that students and teachers repeatedly begged 911 operators for help, even as a police commander told more than a dozen officers to wait in a hallway in the school. I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden are visiting Uvalde to sympathize with relatives and survivors of the latest mass shooting in the United States. Their visit follows last week's killing of 19 school children and two teachers. It's the second time this month that Biden has had to respond to a mass killing. He earlier visited Buffalo, New York, in the northeastern United States, where a white supremacist opened fire, targeting and killing 10 black people in a grocery store. Thousands of Israeli nationalists, some of them chanting death to Arabs, have begun parading through the heart of the main Palestinian thoroughfare in Jerusalem's Old City. Sunday's march was a show of force that risked setting off a new wave of violence in the tense city. The crowds, who were overwhelmingly young Orthodox Jewish men, were celebrating Jerusalem Day, an Israeli holiday that marks the capture of the Old City in the 1967 Mideast War. Palestinians see the event, which passes through the heart of the Muslim quarter, as a provocation. You can keep up on all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine mounted a new counteroffensive Sunday to reclaim land around the southern port city of Kherson. Kherson has served as a staging ground for Russian forces in southern Ukraine. It was the first major city to fall to Moscow's forces as they swept north out of Crimea more than 3 months ago. On Sunday, the Ukrainian military said on Twitter, "Hold on, Kherson, we're coming." Meanwhile, Severodonetsk is under heavy assault. The governor of the Luhansk area, which along with Donetsk makes up the Donbas region, said Friday that Russian troops have entered Severodonetsk. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a rare visit outside the capital, Kyiv, on Sunday to meet with Ukrainian forces in the eastern city of Kharkiv. It's a trip meant to highlight the success of Kyiv in driving Russia away from Ukraine's second largest city. Authorities in Nepal say rescuers have narrowed down a possible location of a passenger plane with 22 people on board that's feared to have crashed into the mountains. The Tara airplane, which was on a 15-minute scheduled flight to the mountain town of Jomsom on Sunday, took off from the resort town of Pokhara, 125 miles east of Kathmandu. It lost contact with the airport tower shortly before landing. Rescuers have zeroed in on a possible location for the plane, but have not been able to visually identify the turboprop Twin Otter aircraft. It's been raining in the area for the past few days. As Colombians emerge from the pandemic to find increasing inequality, inflation, and violence, they pick their next president today from a pool of six men who are all promising varying degrees of change. The ballot includes a former rebel who could become the country's first leftist head of state. The contest also features a populist real estate tycoon promising monetary rewards for tips on corrupt officials and a right-wing candidate who's tried to distance himself from the widely disliked conservative current president Iván Duque. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and other top officials have discussed revising stringent anti-epidemic restrictions as they maintain a widely disputed claim that the country's first COVID-19 outbreak is slowing. The discussion at the North's Politburo meeting on Sunday suggests it will soon relax a set of draconian curbs imposed after its recent admission of the Omicron outbreak out of concern about its food and economic situations. And recapping our top story this hour, the U.S. Justice Department has announced it plans to review the law enforcement response to Tuesday's Texas school shooting in the town of Uvalde. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.